For nearly 40 years, Watsonville's Salud para la Gente has worked to make healthcare affordable and accessible. Lily Sullivan reports they've taken this effort into local schools.
Okay, hola.
Hola.
So, how are you?
Bien.
No, muy bien.
No, muy bien.
It's a Tuesday morning, and physician assistant Alicia Potts greets her patients. A teenage boy and his mom sit side by side in the exam room. The boy's been having stomach problems.
Probably been for like, I don't know, it was like 5 months ago. But now, like, every time I eat something,
pero
like,
ya me estoy preocupando porque ya es...
Unlike most doctor visits, no one had to leave school today. This clinic is located at Watsonville's Pajaro Valley High School, right in the middle of campus.
They can feel comfortable walking in for any reason, really. You know, come in on their break, don't need to have an appointment, just kind of look around, check things out.
The clinic is run by the organization Salud para la Gente. For almost 40 years, Salud has run affordable clinics all over the county. For families that work the fields, getting to the doctor can be a challenge. It can mean missing work or walking long distances. But doing farm work invites a slew of health risks. These same families are often the ones that need medical care the most.
Bending all day long to pick fruits and vegetables causes a lot of pain. Talking more about adults now, but you know, some of our teens do field work in the summers.
The clinic is one of seven that Salud has built in schools. These are full-service offices. They do physicals, vaccines, eye exams, even dental care. Alicia often works with patients for years. Alicia tries to catch problems before they start.
That means you could have a risk of developing diabetes in the future. You don't have it now. You have not gotten worse in 2 years. So that's
when she checks her patient's thyroid results, his mom has questions. She wants to know, can the thyroid affect attitude? Her son's been getting mad a lot. Everything seems to bug him. It might sound like a common observation about teenagers, but Alicia doesn't brush it off. The clinic offers a range of confidential services, things like birth control and STD testing. But patients can also talk to Alicia privately about mental health.
There's a lot of depression and anxiety, especially among the teens that I see. I mean, this is a very stressed population. They're stressed financially and physically and the type of work that's done. It really takes, though, building trust, because I've really seen that if they learn to trust you, they'll tell you more.
Alicia's patients confide in her, and Alicia takes that trust seriously. For a lot of students, Alicia is their sole healthcare provider for the 4 years that they're in high school, and she gets to know them well. That's her favorite part of the job.
Because I think we've established this little community here, you know, coming in as these nervous, insecure freshmen, to just seeing them grow and change and just all the crucial things that happen in the teenage years. I really enjoy seeing them just thrive. I love that part about working with them.
Last year, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recognized Salud para la Gente as a national quality leader, and the Pajaro Clinic is getting stronger. They're working to add more services for group sessions and peer education, just more ways to make healthcare more inviting to the community. In Watsonville, I'm Lily Sullivan.
This story was funded by Community Foundation Santa Cruz County. Find more education solutions at KUSP.org/education.